Hello and welcome to The Thought Experiment. I'm your host, Scott Berger, and I'll be guiding you through a series of hypothetical journeys through science, mathematics, and philosophy. Last week, we covered a thought experiment from just about the turn of the millennium, about 0 AD. It's been nearly 1,600 years since the last thought experiment that we've done. Not literally, but figuratively, of course. The last thought experiment we covered from last week was of Lucretius and throwing his spear at the walls of the universe. Now we're going to be detailing from a thought experiment from the time of Galileo himself. But why the big gap from Lucretius to Galileo? Why the 1,600-year gap of thought experiments there? As it turns out, there are tons and tons of thought experiments throughout the timeline of human history. Just Google it. Only so much time can be devoted to them. More modern ones are more interesting than those from the Dark Ages anyway. And yet the thought experiment from this week still details back to Lucretius's time in some way. For almost two millennia, people had been holding something called Aristotelian physics in high regard, and that has to do with how things fall. Naturally, if it's more massive, it'll fall faster. This has to do with the four elements and their masses, and how they played into the world. Back then, during Aristotle's time, and also during Lucretius's time as well, and up until now, into the 1600s, people had thought that because water weighed more than fire, water and earth and all those heavier things, quote-unquote, were at the center of the world, were at the center of the earth, center of the universe, you know, geocentrism. Fire, air, light, those things were obviously lighter, so they ascended up. This was the common view of Aristotelian physics at the time. Mass was directly proportional to how fast it'll fall, or how much gravity acts on it. But what about things of equal mass, but different sizes? Say if we took a 5-kilogram cannonball, half a meter across, versus a 5-kilogram cannonball a quarter of a meter across. Which would fall faster? According to Aristotelian physics, the larger, heavier one should hit first, so the half-meter cannonball should hit before the quarter-meter cannonball. Air resistance acts on the two the same. A feather has a higher air resistance than that of a cannonball. The same goes for a sheet of paper versus a quarter, if you wish to demonstrate this right now. A more fun, modern experiment today shows that a bullet fired from a rifle and a bullet dropped from the rifle's height hit the ground at the exact same moment, regardless of how fast the bullet is traveling. This brings us to this week's thought experiment, Galileo's thread. Galileo surmised a thought experiment that goes something along the lines like this. As two objects fall in Aristotle's viewpoint of gravity, the distance between the two increases. You can imagine a feather and a cannonball attached by a light, massless thread. The cannonball tries to fall faster, but is pulled up on by the feather, which is falling slower. The sum of the speeds of these two objects, connected by the thread, of course, is slower than it should be from just the cannonball. The cannonball is effectively slowed down by the feather. But what happens if the thread becomes thicker and thicker? Suddenly, the two objects become one object. The combined mass of that object is larger than that of the cannonball, so it should fall faster, but it's falling slower. This, in effect, contradicts Aristotle's ruling view of gravity. Now, thought experiments are wonderful fun, but they never substitute for real experiments, and Galileo knew this. Galileo tested his hypothesis, not with the Tower of Pisa, as commonly believed, but with a U-shaped, low-friction track and ball. Quoting from the University of California Riverside's website, experimenting with inclined planes and measuring a ball's positions after equal time intervals, Galileo discovered the mathematical expression of the law of falling bodies, that the distance increases as the square of the time. Galileo's reformulation of Aristotle's idea led Isaac Newton, a prominent English physicist who we'll come to later, to formulate his theory of universal gravitation, one of the greatest discoveries in physics in human history, that we still hold true today, even though Albert Einstein, again, a person who we'll be covering later, showed that Newton's view of gravity was slightly flawed. What was so keen about Galileo's theory is that he used modern hypothesizing to his advantage. Aristotle's ideas were widely held for a millennium and a half, but had little logic behind them. Galileo set commonly held beliefs to be false, and then tried to establish the reason and proof for his theory in lieu of the other. If only things held in common opinion nowadays were held in such esteem. As I had said previously, the format of the podcast in comparison to those who are joining us from the previous podcast, Thought-Provoking Discussion, would have what's called a Skype cast coming up next week. However, due to delays and also college finals and things like that, I'm delaying that Skype cast, and instead I'm putting up a video podcast, a short little 4 or 5 minute video of a segment from my planetarium show that I will be putting up here through iTunes, through the website, and through the RSS feed that many of you are subscribed to. It should download automatically and should play pretty well. I've altered a little bit of it so it plays better on a smaller screen. It's rendered to play on a planetarium screen, which is several tens of feet across, so I've had to monkey around with it in order to make it a little more acceptable to smaller screens, such as iPods or things like those. Our first Skypecast will be held July 1st in the correct format that we've been doing so far, 3 normal podcasts and then a Skypecast for the month. The planetarium show of mine that's going to be put up is the excerpt of Planet Earth, featuring a quote by Carl Sagan and music by Yo-Yo Ma. That's what we have planned for next week, and hope to see you along the way.